This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
Rich Paul.
And we've been all over the board. I just need a new way. Give me something else that says this radio show has been all over the board. Give me an idea, Rich. Come on.
We've been talking about stuff.
We have been talking about stuff. It seems like every show is we're all over the board. And we've been all over.
It's true.
We've been talking about all over the show. We talked about, it's even in the title, Free Talk Live, where you can bring up any topic you like. Please make it interesting, or otherwise it may be a short phone call. But we talked about Utah Senate and House trying to do away with a law against fornication in Utah.
That's good news.
It is good. It's a silly law that admittedly is unenforceable. We talked about the Russians, the Russian parliament approving basically a sedition law. If you say anything bad against the government, then they can charge you.
And there's more about what's going on in Russia.
Yeah. And then we talked briefly about Congresswoman Omar and her statement and the reactions to it about support for Israel and why they get so much. Her comment was, it's all about the Benjamins.
Let me come back to that that Russian law, though, the sedition law, because we've got a significant portion of the American public that may not know it, but they support similar measures here.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I'm talking about the people who are opposed to the Citizens United decision.
Okay.
What was Citizens United?
Citizens United was a case where a company called Citizens United was sued for violation of campaign finance law. And they are a supposed violation, and the Supreme Court basically found that their spending money was speech, and that corporations did have protection under the First Amendment, and that they were free to say what they wanted to. Now, I glossed over the reason for the suit in the first place, though. Mm-hmm. I just said, alleged violation of campaign finance law. Well, what they did is they made a movie that was critical of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. So if Citizens United had gone the other way, it would be illegal in the United States to make a movie criticizing a public figure within X number of months before an election. Hmm. And that's no better than the Russian law that fills us all with horror.
Was this a Dinesh D'Souza film? It seems to me I'm vaguely remembering
it
that.
It may have been. I haven't seen the movie. I've just read the case.
Yeah, it's interesting because one thing, and we hold this little thing in my small town in New Hampshire called, it's basically the coffee party where we talk about politics and issues and we get together a diffuse group of people. We try to get conservatives together with liberals, together with libertarians, and then we talk about issues. And one thing that everybody seems to agree on is we have to get money out of politics. That's like a common theme.
It's a ridiculous idea.
How can you get money out of politics when the government hands out billions?
Right.
That's crazy talk.
I get that, but this is what, if you want to find a topic that conservatives and liberals will agree on, it is that, well, we just got to get the money out of politics.
Yeah, that's going to happen because all the politicians want that, right?
Right, right. They're going to do that. And then they at least they recognize that that's a challenge. When are you going to get Democrats and Republicans to turn down a campaign contribution?
And the unintended consequences of this are, no matter how complex they make these laws, mm-hmm. there's going to be enough space for a smart enough lawyer to wriggle through most of the time. So what happens is the major parties who have major law firms working for them
sure.
end up being able to do pretty much whatever they want, but smaller parties like the Libertarian Party are
up S Creek,
swaddled.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be behind
in these laws.
Right. Yeah. It takes long enough for them to see how everybody else is doing it before yeah. they can do it, and then they may not.
And
be
of course,
able to
the Democrats and the Republicans will give each other a pass, but they're not giving the Libertarians a pass on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rich, the crazy talk that you're bringing up now is that Americans are capable of making a choice between more than two political parties, and that's crazy talk. There can only be two.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Unfortunately, that is the way it is in most places in the United States. However, what we're seeing in New Hampshire now, at least this year, is the political parties are finally taking alternative voting systems a little more seriously.
Yeah.
What happened was Maine actually passed, right. I believe, ranked choice voting, where you rank based on, I think this is my number one choice, this is my number two choice, so on and down mm-hmm. the list. So if it's more than two choices, you can rank them however you want. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of ranked choice. I think approval voting is easier. Personally, approval voting is where you just check that you would be okay with this person winning.
Right.
That way you don't have to like figure out which one. Because in some races, you may not know necessarily which one you like better
or
than
some,
another.
In some elections, yeah. most races.
Well, yeah. And the other problem with ranked choice voting is they do it by rounds. And they do it in such a way that they compare all the first place votes. And if there's no clear winner, they discard all of the first place votes
right.
and then compare all the second place votes. Well, that's really not that algorithm doesn't correspond to any to really best satisfying anybody's preferences.
I still think it's better than
approval voting,
the current system.
I think is much better.
Yeah.
I don't know if ranked choice is better or worse than the current system.
I'd say
but
it's
I
better.
Would say it's pretty bad.
I'd say ranked choice is better than the current, you know, winner takes all kind of thing or
right.
whatever you call the plurality system that we have, because at the very least it gives people the opportunity to rank their candidates, and that helps overcome the third party wasted vote syndrome that libertarians have been struggling with for decades, where you know, if you're a libertarian and you're talking to Republican and Democrat friends, and your Republican and Democrat friend or whoever, you know, says to you, yeah, I really like what the libertarian says, but they can't win, so I need to vote against the candidate that I don't like the most. And so they go and they vote for one of the two parties because they're afraid of so-called wasting their vote on the third party. And so the Greens and the Libertarians are constantly suffering from this. So any kind of system, whether it be approval voting or ranked choice, gives people the opportunity to not feel bad. Even though it's, you know,
Look,
if you agree with that candidate, you ought to vote for him rather than this, you know, this idea of being afraid of what might happen. But you can't get over it. People can't get over it. So the
right.
voting system has to change.
But
the other thing is that things could really be better reflect the population if we were using a proportional representation system.
Like a parliamentary system?
I don't know if it would be entirely parliamentary mm-hmm. because I'm not advocating a prime minister or
no, but that's what they use
adding
over
anything
there,
like
in
that.
This parliament.
But yes, where you basically vote for the party
mm-hmm.
and you know, if there's 100 votes, then a party that gets 12 of those votes fills 12% of the seat.
And then the party selects who they want to fill the seat.
Exactly. So they probably have an ordered list of people who will get who will get seats if they win.
The problem
that
with that system is it concentrates too much power in the hands of the parties. So now you can have anybody who wants to. In New Hampshire, if you're a Republican or Democrat, you can put $2 in and you can run for state rep. And there's nothing the parties can say about that. I mean, they can run somebody against you in the primary, but that's all they can do about it. Here they would have total control.
I think you could simulate that by making it ultra easy to create a political party.
I see what you're saying.
That would help. But somehow those Europeans...
And remember, you just need a quarter of a percent to get a seat in the New Hampshire legislature.
Because there's 400
seats. Members.
Right. Somehow the European countries do it with dozens of political parties. We'll be right back.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
855-450-3733. You can hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That will require you to load an app on your phone or on your laptop, but you'll sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Of course, we do a lot of other things. We're active on social media, or anti-social media, as the case may be. We tend to shy away from some, but we do embrace others, like Mastodon and things like that, Telegram. Yeah, you can also, if you're interested in supporting the show, there's another way to do that, and that's through our AMP program. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com.
And since you brought it up, thanks to Loring, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, meaning he gives $25 a month to the AMP program, which all we ask for is $5. So thanks so much for the extra. And, of course, you get some cool perks and some benefits from being an amplifier. So go learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, the amplifiers help get us new radio stations.
That they do.
They help us market Free Talk Live to stations, and we've got over 195 radio stations now.
Scratch it on 200. I want that 200.
We are going to be darn close to 200 here after I actually add this next station I'm going to tell you about, because I haven't actually taken the time to add them to the list, so you're only hearing about it here first. I haven't even put it up on the website yet. But actually, welcome back to a former affiliate. It's always nice when stations that had us in the past come back to rejoin Free Talk Live. And sometimes they leave for different reasons.
Sure.
We're one of the easiest shows to get rid of because we've got the easiest agreement in the business as far as when a station signs on to take Free Talk Live.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of shows out there they could take, and most of them have a very oppressive kind of contract where, like, for Glenn Beck, for instance, and Rush Limbaugh,
right,
you have to, if you're a program director of a radio station and you want to sign up for those shows, presuming they're available in your market, Rush is probably already locked up.
Right.
But if you want to take Glenn Beck, you've got to sign an agreement that then says you will play Glenn Beck's best of show on the weekend. So if you wanted to do all live weekends, sorry, you can't do that. Glenn Beck wants you to play a best of his show. If you're not willing to play it, you're not going to get the deal, basically.
Wow.
In some cases, like in Rush Limbaugh, you actually have to pay Rush. So stations actually pay for Limbaugh. That, sure, unlike most shows where when we're on, we don't get paid by our stations. We get the benefit of being on their air,
right,
and then we can run our advertising on their air, and that's kind of how the compensation works. It's called what's called a barter deal in the business, meaning the local station gets to run their own advertisements during our show. They don't have to pay us, and so that therefore they don't have to pay their own host, right? Like if they had a local guy in, they'd have to pay him, so they get the airtime covered with hopefully a good show, and they don't actually have to pay for it,
right?
And the way they pay is by giving up some airtime for our ads to run. But with Rush Limbaugh, they're paying yearly.
You're paying.
And they pay based on the market size as well. So if you've got a station in New York City, you're going to probably be paying, I don't know, $1 million or something like that. It's not going to be cheap.
Not cheap.
You know, smaller markets, not so bad. So welcome back to former affiliate KFPW, also known as The Marshall, which is kind of an interesting name for a show that has been critical of the police in the past.
Have.
In fact, that might have been one of the reasons we were taken off the station in the first place. But the owner I think he's had a change of heart. He's come back around. Maybe the cops roughed him up. I don't know what happened.
I haven't
asked him yet. If you're out there, Bill, and you want to call in, you're welcome to. But welcome back to Free Talk Live. And they're on actually both AM and FM, which is awesome, because when we were on originally on this station, it was just an AM station.
Nice.
But a lot of AMs have been getting what they call FM translators, and that allows these sort of old, you know, guard AM stations that the audience is aging. They're getting up there in years. Young people, sorry, they just don't tune to the AM band. If they're listening to the radio, they stick with FM. So getting an AM station on FM like they're doing over in Fort Smith, Arkansas at KFPW is a good move. And when you get on FM, you want to get a younger show in, right?
Right.
We're that show.
We are that. Myself excluded, because I'm 118 years old.
So
if you listen to the other hosts on the show, they'll describe me as Old Man Radio.
KFPW is the voice of Fort Smith since 1930. That's a long run.
That's a good year. I remember it well.
No, you don't.
I know that. I'm just kidding. But we are going to go to the phones and take some of your calls. This is Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this year we actually have a bill. We want to start paying our legislators.
What?
Can you believe it?
What do they need paid pay for?
Them. Now, they don't pay them the whole lot in New Mexico. New Mexico is actually, I think, close to New Hampshire as far as its very, very low pay for a state legislator there. But they do pay them.
No,
I think it's a per diem, right?
How much do they get paid?
Yeah, all they get is per diem. That's not a pay. We're the last and only state. I'm calling this, it's humiliating. We're the very last state. We don't pay them anything.
We wear that as a badge of pride here. Here in New Hampshire. Our state senators and state representatives get paid $100 per year.
That's correct.
In New Hampshire.
Plus they get a...
And they're worth at least a quarter of that.
they also get some mileage, right? They get some of that.
They get a mileage fee, gas fee, which they have their ways of taking advantage of that, too.
Oh, I have no doubt.
By the way, they'll do carpooling, basically. So essentially they're, you know, like the handful of state reps that are all Democrats here in Keene, they'll carpool up to the state house, and then they'll all claim the mileage fee, even though only one of them was driving.
That sounds fraudulent. Is that legal?
It does sound fraudulent.
I don't know. I just heard that that's what they do.
Well, I don't
really
doubt that that's
it
what they
do. It would be interesting to see if that's legal.
Yeah, I don't know.
All
good
right.
Question.
So do you know how much they make? Do they make anything?
I've got it here. They make $164 per day, which is... That's a lot of damn money. So, I mean, you're acting like that's not a lot of money, Sarah, but that's more money than the average person makes at a, you know, $10 an hour job. That's twice. That's $20 an hour, basically.
So they get zero. They get zero money, zero salary.
Right. But a per diem fee.
So,
wow.
They just passed a law to raise the minimum wage for our state, for all the people that work in our state. So then why are they reworking them for free? You know what I'm saying? Because
they destroyed a whole bunch of jobs by raising the minimum wage. That's why they should work for free, because what they're doing is positively harmful to the people of their state. They should be paying the state to knuckle under to these demands of theirs that they not create jobs that aren't good enough by government standards.
Some jobs just need to be illegal. If the job is worth less than $15 an hour or whatever, that job needs to be illegal. That's what minimum wage laws do. Sarah, thank you for the call. A pleasure as always. She's a frequent caller.
She brings out the beast in me.
Does she?
She does.
Your skin?
She does.
I don't know why that is. I always find Sarah calls somewhat refreshing for about 5 seconds. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives, by a two-thirds majority, passed a resolution condemning hate speech. It started out as a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded among disagreements from Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor, and it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization for nearly $2 million. The suit claims the company stopped paying Cohen for legal expenses in December of 2017. And the Dow lost 200 points today to close at 25,473. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Our second hour, and we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. We've been taking your phone calls. These are all things that we like to do. By we, I mean myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And Rich Paul.
So we've been, God, I don't even know where to begin today. We've been discussing laws, not only in the U.S., but also in Russia.
Yeah, we got more of that coming up, too.
Even more? Mm-hmm. There's more laws?
More things that you shouldn't do.
More laws that we could talk about.
More
laws
ideas
that we could poke fun at all evening long. And we found out that legislators...
Thankfully, it's still legal for us to do that here.
Still.
We can still poke fun at the government.
Still. We hope we'll be able to continue to poke fun at the government because I... At least for myself, that's one of my favorite things.
It is one of the most satisfying things to do. I have to totally agree with you. And one of the reasons why is because they hate it. They absolutely hate it when you make fun of them.
They do.
And that's why they're making it illegal in Russia. They can't make it illegal here very easily because there is that pesky constitution that does, to some extent, still have some kind of relevance, but even though it doesn't seem like much.
Well, they made it illegal here within, what, the first decade of the existence of that Constitution with the Alien and Sedition Act. So there is no can't.
Right.
You know?
Right now, they are not doing it that much. But how many times have I heard Trump supporters say, you know, it ought to be illegal, some of the things that they say about our president. And not to pick on Trump supporters, because I'll just go back a couple of years and I'll say Democrats saying it ought to be illegal, them talking about President Obama that way.
Yeah.
So it's both sides, and they keep right up. They keep at it every single time. 855-450-FREE if you would like to take part. But right now, we are going to go to the phones, and we have Joey from Pennsylvania. He's listening on Twitch. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, how's it going?
Hey, Joey.
I recently saw the new report about Paul Manafort, how he's sentenced to, I believe, 47 months.
Now, who is this?
Paul Manafort.
I don't know who that is. I mean, the name sounds familiar. Some
that
politician,
was a Trump advisor who got convicted of something. He's about to
exactly.
be sentenced, I think.
Yeah.
What was he convicted of?
I believe it was. I know it was something with like he was taking money or something like that. I forget the exact crimes. I just have some questions about it. And I actually do know someone who testified against him in the court. I know them personally. So and they were telling me about a little bit about this. They said when they did some business with him, they said that he was an absolute menace, and there was some stuff that I probably shouldn't say on air. So, you know,
yeah, when in doubt, leave it out.
Then don't,
because we can't. Yeah.
Yeah, but they said that he was making like racist comments and stuff.
That's been an allegation against many people associated with Trump. Mostly from the Democrats who feel that if you support Trump, you are racist. That's just a de facto position they hold.
Which means you're also sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, and transphobic, I'm pretty sure. That's all a package deal, I think.
I suspect lives. You're missing many phobics. I'm
yes.
sure.
Oh, that frightens
in that case,
me.
I'm awful.
Yeah, he was sentenced to 47 months. I know there was bank fraud, there was tax fraud, and these are things that are sort of loosely associated with the Trump campaign, but not completely. At one point, he was the head campaign guy for Trump.
Oh, really?
Whatever you call that. But what else do you have for us, Joey?
Oh, well, are you guys, I believe what they call it here, I've only been here 15 months. From England. Libtards? Is that how they say it?
Libtards? What is a libtard?
I believe it's the kind of like how you guys are talking right now, saying that Donald Trump is racist and all of these other.
Well, I don't think we were saying that.
No,
I think you were saying that some people say that. I don't know if Donald Trump is racist. I don't know him.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I've never actually, I don't think he's, you know, if he had said racist things, wouldn't they just be trumpeting that all over, so to speak, all over the place?
He's,
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's
he says things that are uncouth. He says things that are unpopular. But
he says things that are funny, too.
He does.
Very amusing.
And a lot of people see his positions on immigration as completely racist. You know, anybody with brown skin.
It's easy to jump to that conclusion, and I say that as somebody who's in favor of open borders, and I think a lot of the people who are advocating for government crackdowns against immigration, you know, they couch it as though, oh no, I support legal immigration.
Right.
No, well, I don't know if I buy it from a lot of those people, but who knows what Trump's motivations are. I'm not going to ascribe anything to it.
And
swing right around and get that other one there, too, if you would, please. There you go. Thank you.
Did I? That was my first dump.
Yeah, I think it was, and you did pretty well.
Did I hit everything in the correct order?
I think you nailed him.
I hit that one. I hit that one. I hit that one.
We got that limey bastard right off the air.
Folks, when you decide you're going to curse on the air, not
speech.
No, only in Canada.
Okay.
I will give him credit. He did lead us on for at least a few minutes.
Yeah.
With some Paul Manafort stuff before he. Dropped his vileness on us, but And for me, Rich, that was the first time I ever actually had to nail somebody and get them off the air.
So. Your first kill.
It was my first kill.
Wow.
I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to paint a big red dump button on the side of my Jeep. And the next time I get one, I'm going to paint a second one. It's just going to be like a World War II aircraft. Funny.
Okay.
Like my
well, I'll show you how we can download the MP3 of this so you can drink the blood of your first kill.
Very nice. 855 450 free. If you would like to call in and talk about whatever you like.
Who, me?
No, Rich, you can't. You're
okay.
Already here.
I was going to say, I could call in.
It would cost feedback. I'm pretty sure. But we
wouldn't sound
as
good unless you were on Discord.
Exactly. Hit us up on discord.lrn.fm.
Speaking of Discord, I think... Oh, wait, no, he's not necessarily there yet, is he? We're not sure if
we don't know. Yeah, he's still
showing something. He said something back to you in the private messages. There's a little, indicator there.
Well, good. Hopefully
we can check him later.
We'll check in with him later. But, Ian, you had something else. We were talking about laws. We were talking about sedition laws. And that prompted you to come up with another idea.
We weren't talking about sedition laws. You mentioned the word sedition, but the Russian prohibition isn't just about sedition. I mean, certainly that's illegal in Russia. I suspect that's already illegal.
So consider me generalizing when I refer to laws that prohibit you from saying certain things against the state.
So sedition is specifically inciting people to rebel against the authority of the state or a monarch, whereas what they're doing in Russia now is anything that is considered disrespect, which is
a lower standard.
That's just, I don't like you. That's just Putin's ugly. That's just, you know, the Putin gay clown thing.
Right.
You know, anything that makes fun of the state, anything that makes fun of government officials, anything that doesn't take them ultra serious is illegal in Russia, presuming that, again, we don't know their system, presuming Parliament there can just go ahead and make a thing illegal without Putin's signature, and why wouldn't Putin sign something that would prevent people from criticizing him?
Absolutely.
Reminds me of an old Mae West movie where she's in court, she's standing before the judge, and she says something smart-ass, and the judge says, Madam, are you attempting to display contempt for this court? And she says, No, Your Honor. I'm attempting to conceal it.
Yeah, there's another good line in the Transformers movie, the animated one from the 1980s, where they're on trial in this court, with this court with quotes around it, where they just put everybody to death no matter what they do. And you know, one of the court beasts asks them, you know, I'm going to hold you in contempt for this court. And Hot Rod quips back, I have nothing but contempt for this court.
Nice.
And then they feed them to the Sharktacons.
Oh, wow.
So there's more about what's happening in Russia with other awful legislation coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live tonight like we're live every night, 855-450-FREE. If you would like to join the conversation, that's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733 is our toll-free number, or you can hit us up on Discord. You can find us at discord.lrn.fm, and you will sound almost like you are in the studio with us.
But you got to join the on-air call-in line rooms. If you just go to discord.lrn.fm, it'll drop you in the on-air discussion room where you can chat with other listeners of the show, but if you want to call in, you do have to join one of the top four rooms on our list of rooms.
Yeah, and it's not just call-in rooms. There's different subjects you could talk about, almost anything.
Yeah, in the chat rooms, there's a bunch of different chat rooms.
Yep.
And
voice
they're 24/7.
Chat. Yeah, voice chat. You can talk about anything you like. But if you're calling into the show, please keep it clean because we are on regular radio stations.
And we have a dump machine that can make sure that whatever it is you say that's dirty never makes it to the radio. You might get the, you know, seven people watching on Twitch who will hear it, but that's the only, those are the only people who heard that curse word earlier.
Yeah, and if that's all you really have to look forward to, then you have a sad, sad life.
It's true.
Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Yes. Congratulations on your first dump, by the way.
Wasn't that exciting?
I can already see the headline, Old Man Nails Limey British Boy.
Did you get a little adrenaline pump from that, Chris?
Oh, it's big time.
Yeah.
It was just,
yeah.
It was, you know, you go through the training, but then you're in the middle of it. You know, it's like combat.
Right.
And it actually happens. And And you just, it was all muscle memory, guys. I'm probably going to write a book or something like that about this experience.
Yeah, well, if you need to talk to someone, you may not even feel it for like 24 hours.
I'm probably not processing it yet.
You could be in shock.
I could be.
You know, be ready to call somebody if you need counseling.
Yeah, we'll have counselors available on staff.
Anyway, I was going to talk about voting just in general.
Okay.
So I was hearing you guys discuss a parliamentary system, for example, and, you know, I'd like to see the entire system abolished, but I had an idea that would probably be a little more representative in the U.S.
Okay.
I think the Speaker of the House should be president. I genuinely believe that.
He's only a couple steps away anyway, if the bullets were starting to fly.
So we could just create a tradition of shooting the president and the vice president after each election, and then the Speaker of the House is in. Well, then the Speaker of the House stops being the Speaker of the House, though.
Right.
You just create an
infinite loop of people shooting each other.
So what's the point of the proposal?
Right.
So basically, whichever party gains control of the House of Representatives, I would advocate they become the president. And the Senate Majority Leader, I think, should become vice president.
But doesn't that basically make it harder to have gridlock? I mean, because right now, if you've got a president who's different from the majority of the House, then that presumably that president can veto what a lot of the things are that are passed out of the House. And if it's the system you're talking about, then it's just free reign for whoever gets control of the House. There's no stopping whatever they pass.
Or you could have what we have right now.
That depends on party discipline, though, because that's more or less what the function of the Prime Minister of England, for example, or Canada, I believe, is that he's the chief executive, but he's also elected by the parliament out of their members. Is that not?
I can't speak to this stuff. What I do know is that our system of government was set up, and this is why it drives me nuts when people start bashing like the Electoral College, saying, well, it doesn't always represent the will of the people, and this should all just be a democracy. The whole point of having an electoral college, for example, was to make sure that we couldn't vote democratically. It was a feature because democracies are bad. The idea was if you force it into a republic, then you'll make things hard and you will make it very difficult to make major changes. Major changes should be very difficult to do. Otherwise, can you imagine the laws that would have passed on 9/12,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, they did pass some really bad stuff.
Patriot Act, it didn't take them that long.
They had it pre-written.
Man.
They had that one pre-written,
right,
if I recall correctly.
They took it
off the shelf.
But how much worse could it have been? I mean, if you would have thought, if you would have done a poll and said, how many people believe that the religion of Islam should be considered an enemy of the state, which arguably it was at that point, but, you know, we should just, you know, turn everything loose on Islam, kill anybody of Muslim.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff that happens in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. When you have things to slow it down, things like gridlock and things like Electoral College, it makes it much more difficult to make drastic
right.
things.
Here in New Hampshire, Stefan, the Democrats are in control over, I think the House of Representatives.
And the Senate.
And the Senate? Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
They do have both?
I think they do.
If not, they're darn close in the Senate. But either way, they've got legislative control or close to it. And the governor, who's a Republican, is the only thing standing in the way of some pretty bad gun legislation. I mean, these Democrats have put forward some very restrictive gun legislation here this year, and presumably the Republican governor will veto that stuff. So I think what you're proposing would get rid of a lot of gridlock.
I would argue just get rid of the state entirely.
Well, let's
conversation
do that tomorrow.
It's a good fallback. I like it.
For now, you want gridlock so that way we can basically have a government that does nothing and is ineffective.
Yes.
It's the best system.
Anywho, what I was originally going to call in about, I just felt like adding that, was I think primary elections should be abolished.
Just throw everybody in the general and, you know, give a wide range of choices, that kind of thing?
I think that parties' delegation should be in charge of choosing who their nominee is.
I disagree with that.
Since that's just centralized.
That goes back to what you were saying, Rich, was that if you do that, then you're centralizing more power in the parties. And I don't know about you, Stefan, but these political parties are an absolute mess. I mean, you've been involved with the Libertarian Party, where you wanted to run for something, I think, in Ohio there, and they basically shut you out.
I criticized Gary Johnson, and they tossed me off the ballot when I was running for state rep.
Yeah, you will have that type of thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. If you coupled, let parties pick whoever they want, they can be as crazy with that power as they want, but then you open up elections to any political party, mm-hmm. then I think it becomes more European.
If you had an unlimited number of parties.
Yeah, lower the barriers to entry.
But that's the problem right now is we have such huge barriers to entry for any other party.
Lower, the Republicans and Democrats won't even lower the barrier to allow a third party in, let alone dozens of them.
I've explained this before. Americans can't think beyond two choices. It's Coke or Pepsi.
I wish something else were true, but it seems like you're right about that. I mean, as wonderful of libertarian candidates as there might be, many of them don't get voted for. I mean, people aren't willing to break away from their party, even if they agree with the libertarian, they're not willing to do it.
And Stefan, how many times have you heard that? I do like a lot of what the libertarians say, but I've always been a Democrat. I've always been a Republican.
I've heard that, unfortunately, a lot of the time it was when referring to candidates that weren't actually libertarian, but I have heard that a lot, and ranked choice voting would probably offset some of that.
Right.
If you didn't have parties at all, that might actually make it easier, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of
other
pie in the sky proposals.
And anybody qualify for the ballot, just don't have party monikers. And I bet you the majority of people would stay home every time.
The majority of people always stay home every time, I mean, with few exceptions.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, when elections get won, they're voted into office by a minority of the citizens. Mm-hmm. It never fails. I mean, you can go presidential elections. Pick your election. It's
presidential
minority.
Elections usually have a majority of the voting population turnout, though.
Do they? I think he just played his own laugh track. Was that you? That was nice.
That was an accident. Yeah. That was my numpad. I apologize.
I don't know. I think there might have been somewhere that's true, but I don't know if it's true across the
last one, 2012, 2008, had a huge turnout. I think the last one to have under 50% was 1996.
Under 50% of the population or under 50% of registered voters?
This is of registered voters.
Okay, now we're not talking about a majority then.
Yeah, and what my point is if you're looking at 320 million people in this country and everybody over the age of 18 or whatever, if there's a general cutoff where we can say you could vote if you wanted to, it would be interesting to see what those numbers are. Stefan, thank you so much for the call. And we'll be back. We've got more to talk about, and we hope you do too. Call us back, and we'll be back. Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.